Welcome to Speak Up and Stay Alive Radio with author, speaker, and your host, Pat Rulo. Serving you a generous helping of everything you need to know to help you and your loved ones stay safe during any doctor or hospital visit. The program is not intended to replace medical advice from a licensed professional, but rather to encourage you to become a well-informed participant in your health and well-being. And now, your host, Pat Rulo.
Hello and welcome. I'm Pat Rulo, the voice for patient safety, where each week we delve into little-known healthcare and hospital hazards, as well as other fringe topics that affect your health and well-being. I'm so happy you've taken the time to join me, and today I have lots to share with you. So, let's dig right in, shall we? Well, today I have another very interesting and important guest for you. She is Ellie Marks. She is the executive director of the California Brain Tumor Association. She entered the brain tumor world in 2008 and became active after her husband was diagnosed with brain cancer. She has testified to Congress, attends international expert conferences, and has appeared on The Dr. Oz Show, Larry King Live, The View, and many other national shows. She is an outspoken advocate for educating, advocating, and legislating worldwide. She was the associate producer of the film Mobilize. There is just so much to know, and we're going to let her get started. So welcome to the show, Ellie.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure.
All right. We're going to go deep in a little bit, but I wanted to start off by asking you, what are the signs and symptoms of brain cancer?
Well, it's different in everybody. One of the first signs that some people see is a seizure, a grand mal seizure. Other people develop severe headaches, nausea, you know, that goes on for a long time until they end up in the emergency room and somebody finally does a CT scan or an MRI. Others can walk around with this and not know it for a long time and just have small symptoms, headaches, vision problems and things like that. So it just depends on the type of tumor, and it depends on the person, but usually the first sign is a seizure.
That's interesting. I don't think most people would think of that, huh?
No, wow. And there's also personality changes, and that's very, very hard to figure out. Mm. A lot of brain tumors do cause personality changes, but, you know, you might think that somebody's going through a midlife crisis or whatever, and it's very hard to pinpoint that, being connected to the tumor, but that does happen.
Now, what's interesting is that we're seeing, or seemingly seeing, more cases of this pop up, and especially with young people. What are your thoughts about that as far as causation?
Well, you're correct. There is an increase in brain tumors, even though some would like us to think that there is not. And the industry, the cell phone industry, uses this against us. When we try to legislate, they show a flat line. But what's happening is they're combining all of the brain tumors into this, what they call a flat line. And some tumors in other areas of the brain are down, while those in the temporal and frontal lobe closest to the cell phone use are on the rise, and they're on the rise in younger people. So it makes it a bit confusing. So as to causation, the thing that I have been most involved in, and I work with a lot of scientists around the world on this, is cell phones. I mean, yes, there were brain tumors prior to cell phones, but we have a lot more brain tumors now, and we have a lot of cell phone use, obviously. A lot of people still hold them to their head. They sleep with them underneath their pillow. They use them as their alarm clock on their nightstand, and this 24/7 exposure can be deadly. And like you said, young ages, mm-hmm. their 20s, 30s, and 40s.
We mentioned in the intro that your husband had brain cancer. Can you attribute that to cell phone, or do you have a clear indication as to what the cause might have been?
Yes, he had a grand mal seizure during the night while we were in bed together to sleep. He was rushed to the local hospital. He was immediately told after a CT scan that he had a tumor in the right side of his brain. About a week or 10 days later, our son, who had been working for Senator Ted Kennedy, called us and said, "Did you hear the news? Ted Kennedy just had a grand mal seizure and was also diagnosed with a brain tumor." It was peculiar, but I had not yet thought about the cell phone. And a couple of days later, my son came over while we were waiting for my husband to have his craniotomy, and he said, "Mom, you better sit down." And I said, "What's that?" He said, "The Kennedy family thinks that his was caused by his cell phone use." And I was just flabbergasted, because my husband was an early adopter. He started using one in the mid-80s. I think they came out in about 1983. He was on it often to the point that it was a family argument all the time. You know, he was on it while we were on the chairlift up to the ski slopes all the time. It was glued to his right ear, and he used it for business. He was in real estate development and sales. I started putting two and two together at that point after hearing about Ted Kennedy, and I started researching it, and I was astounded to find a lot of science about this on the internet. The next thing I knew, I was reaching out to scientists all over the world, and they asked me to send his medical records, his cell phone records. I think he was at something like 3,000 minutes a month. And they said it is more likely than not that your husband's glioma is attributable to his long-term cell phone use.
Wow.
And he often says, had he known that this language, not to hold it to your body, was in the cell phone or in the manual, he never would have risked his life. I mean, nobody is saying we should abandon this technology. What I'm saying is that we want the industry to fess up to this, which probably isn't going to happen. You know, right now they're hiding in the manuals or in the phone not to hold it anywhere from a quarter of an inch to an inch away from your body, but people are not seeing this. It's in fine print or on the iPhone. You have to go through many different settings. I flew out to D.C. and met with the GAO when they were working on the report to Congress about these standards. And that was one of the big things that we talked about, is that the biological effects are occurring at non-thermal levels. Standards in the United States are set at thermal levels for heating of tissues. So the standards are totally wrong. So they're not protecting anyone, and the damage is happening at levels far below.
And, you know, Ellie, my fear is that, yeah, they've got these warnings and not to put it close to your head, but if you have a meter that can read the levels coming off of any of these smartphones and you're holding it in front of your mouth speaking into the speakerphone, you're still getting blasted.
You are absolutely right. I do have an RF meter, and you're absolutely right. And one of the things found in a lot of the manuals, because we've gone through them all, is limit your use. So here they are giving you unlimited minutes, but they're hiding in fine print to limit your use. And we want people to keep their landlines. We don't need cordless phones, because cordless phones also emit the same radiation, the base station. So we would love for people to keep their wired landlines. However, many of the companies are trying to get rid of landline service. Also, it's despicable, to be honest. I mean, we can't continue to expose children who are at a greater risk to all of this wireless radiation. This industry is regulating media. They are regulating science. They're wargaming with their own scientists. They're regulating our government. They know, and they can't let the cat out of the bag. They do not have liability insurance. Well, they have their own liability insurance. Lloyd's will not insure them. Swiss RE will not insure them. They know. If they admit anything now by issuing, you know, new equipment, safer equipment, they're admitting liability. And I want your listeners to understand it's not just brain cancer that we're concerned about. There has been excellent study on cell phones and salivary gland tumors, acoustic neuromas, breast cancer. I know a few breast cancer surgeons who did a case series together recently. And young women, and maybe some older women, are keeping their phones in their bras. It's a convenient place to put it if they're jogging or if they're busy with their little children or whatever. And they found women with no other genetic markers for breast cancer and unusual tumors in their breast. It was exactly where they kept their phone. They could draw the dots between the little tumors, and it was the exact size of an iPhone. It's absolutely sickening, and women do not know. And that's, you know, that's the goal of my organization, the California Brain Tumor Association, and Joel, and wonderful advocates across the United States. We are trying to get the word out there, because we don't want others to suffer needlessly. One of the big concerns is damage to fetuses.
Yeah, and fertility.
Dr. Hugh Taylor at Yale did a study on rats and exposed them to cell phone radiation and pregnant rats, and then followed the behavior of the mice when they were born, and found that those who had been exposed there in utero had horrible behavioral issues. They were bouncing off the walls and things like that. So, you know, the link would be that this radiation might be causing ADHD. And there's studies on, you know, cell phone radiation and autism, cell phone radiation, wireless radiation on Alzheimer's disease. I mean, you name it. We're talking about it. Sperm damage, bone cancer. It's just phenomenal. We have a society, and it's not, we can't just blame people. We can blame the industry, too, that can't live without this technology, showing that 87% of teens sleep with the phones under their pillows on because they want to text late at night or they use it as their alarm clock. And children, I mean, you know, are at greater risk, and a teenager is considered a child, you know, when it comes to brain development because the brain isn't fully developed, you know, late, until later on. So this radiation is seeping further into a child's brain than into an adult's.
Right.
And then they're bombarded with Wi-Fi in school and Wi-Fi at home and Wi-Fi, you know, anywhere they go. And one thing that I, you know, I tell people to do, and I'm sure you've probably talked about this before, get rid of the smart meter.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, I go into homes and I have a meter and I do some readings for people, and they're shocked when we go into their children's room and my meter's picking up high readings, and we go outside and there's the smart meter right behind their child's head while they're sleeping, and that thing is emitting non-ionizing radiation far more often than anyone's admitting to. So opting out of the smart meter is something that can be done. Turn the if you have to have Wi-Fi, turn it off at night. Try to get your children's schools to go back to Ethernet. So there's a lot of different ways that we're being attacked by this, and yes.
Right, and I think part of the problem, you mentioned it before, is the media. I mean, there's just, you're talking about lawsuits and you're hoping that people win these lawsuits. Well, it's not going to matter if there's no media to report and represent it. So
you're right.
I think we need
to
tackle
absolutely
that
right.
Well.
I mean, you go to a newspaper and you open the page, and what's the first thing you see? An AT&T or a Verizon ad, and they're bought.
Well, you know, talk about that. Sebastian just did an interview with a local newspaper, and the gal came out, interviewed him for like 2.5 hours, really just gave her the nuts and bolts and the A to Z about this entire situation. The article came out yesterday, the day before, and we just saw red when we read this because she obviously
right.
did some research, but then cushioned it and basically mm-hmm. said, but Sebastian said this, but however, the industry says this. And you know, at the end of the day, it was such a disservice. It's just like, don't even print the thing. Just don't bother. So,
well, you know, it's an interesting thing. It's interesting that you would say that because I was just having a discussion with some of my colleagues about that. And somebody said the only bad publicity is your own obituary. So even though it got twisted a bit, the word did get out there. But it's true that even when you are interviewed by media on these subjects, you never know if they're your friend or not. And it can come out tainted.
Mm-hmm.
Cell towers, and I'd like to just touch on that a tad bit because I do get involved in that. These micro antennas that they're putting on the utility poles now,
yep.
I think they're called DAS, digital antenna. The FCC is allowing these to be put on without any approval necessary.
Mm-hmm.
So residential exposure is increased. Yep. And there was an article in the Wall Street Journal several months ago that at least 10% of cell towers are emitting more than the limits that they're allowed to emit.
Oh, I'm sure.
Something like 300,000 cell towers in the United States. If we're talking about 30,000 that are emitting higher levels than they're allowed, and we know those levels are way, way above biological, this is just negligence. It's government negligence, and they're not regulating it. They're not measuring it. So we have a lot of work to do.
Yep. Well, at least we have people like you as an advocate out there and working on this. And so with that in mind, if you would share your resources, where folks can go to find out more about you and your work.
www.ca for California, BTA for Brain Tumor Association.org.
Okay.
So www.cabta.org. And then I said I do a lot of work with Dr. Moskowitz, and his website is incredible. It's safer.com.
Mm-hmm.
People can email me also at CABTA@LNKMarks.com. And if there are people out there who feel that their loved one's brain tumor, you know, what they are on the rise, was caused, might have been caused by their cell phone, we'd love to hear from them and discuss this in more detail.
Excellent. Well, we will post this on our website, the interview and your contact information as well, so folks can follow up with
you. Well, thank you. And
thank
please
you.
Try to stay healthy. And
you too.
Possibly you're right. You know, maybe there will be a time when we will look back and say, we really made a mistake and this will be gone. Thank you so much. It's my pleasure.
Oh my, what is that sound? It's my acoustimeter, measuring the amount of radiation given off by one single cell phone. The acoustimeter is a user-friendly, accurate radio frequency measurement instrument designed to enable you to make a quick and informed judgment regarding the level and nature of microwave signals in your environment given off by cell phones, cell towers, cordless decked phones, baby monitors, Wi-Fi routers, and yes, even those Cessnas equipped with Stingrays and dirt boxes. The readings are shown on both an LCD display and two series of graduated LED lights. It also has a speaker, as you just heard, that allows you to determine what type of device is creating the levels that are present. If you are serious about your health and would like to make the invisible visible, then you need a meter. I have two different models available at the website speakupandstayalive.com. Speakupandstayalive.com, and I'll send you my free ebook. Just visit the tab that says EMF Safety. If you have any kind of health symptom, from headaches to an inability to sleep, rashes to ear ringing, you need to read your environment. Get your meter that just may improve your health and prolong your life. Visit speakupandstayalive.com or call me, 440-725-5462. That's 440-725-5462. What you can't hear just may be harming you. For 27 years, Ray, the firewood guy, continues to be Northeast Ohio's choice when it comes to quality seasoned firewood. Homes throughout the area stay warm and toasty thanks to Ray's efficient home delivery service. And if you dine in or around the greater Cleveland area, no doubt you've experienced wood-fired cuisine using Ray's wood. Over 20 of the area's finest restaurants impress their patrons with the consistent quality and flavor that makes Ray's wood the choice for local restaurant owners. So whether your desire is to create warmth and add ambiance to your home or business, or if your restaurant requires predictable wood-burning results and reliable delivery service, Ray, the Firewood Guy, is your firewood guy. Visit the website raythefirewoodguy.com for more information and to find some firewood-inspired cutting boards and beautiful handmade jewelry. That's raythefirewoodguy.com, or give him a call. 440-226-9681. That's 440-226-9681.
Hi there, this is Mrs. Green, and I would love for you to become a part of my world. Mrs. Green's World is an engaged international community and a global movement of ideas and action made up of people who truly care about their own health and the health of this great planet of ours. In Mrs. Green's World, we don't tell you what to think. We just want you to. Our guests from all over the world will give you plenty of things to think about. Please visit my website at mrsgreensworld.com and become a part of our world.
Hi, this is Jana Panaritis, host of the AgeWise podcast, where we hear from the healthcare system's hidden workforce, the millions of family caregivers whose stories of devotion and courage will shock and inspire you. Join me as we shake up the conversation on care. And know you're not alone. Listen to a brand new episode every week at speakuptalkradio.com. To learn more about the show, visit the AgeWise website. That's AgeWYZ.com.
Well, to continue briefly on the subject that my guest and I were talking about today, I want to give you the very latest update as of this month, actually, February 2018. American scientists released two new major studies investigating whether or not there is a connection between cancer risk and cell phone use. The United States National Toxicology Program released the final results, one on mice and one on rats, which each exposed the animals to cell phone radiation at or above the United States legal limit for a two-year period. The studies are a part of a larger $25 million effort by the U.S. federal agencies to assess the health risk of using cell phones. Now, both papers are scheduled for peer review in March, but the researchers have taken the rather unusual route of publishing the drafts of their papers due, they say, to the enormous public health implications. Given the extremely large number of people who use wireless communication devices, even a small increase in the incidence of disease resulting from exposure to the cell phone RFR, which stands for radio frequency radiation, generated by those devices, that would translate to a large number of affected individuals, which would have broad implications for public health, they write. Well, for 2 years, researchers exposed mice and rats to radiation replicating 2G and 3G signal strength, which were the dominant and the emerging technologies 2 years ago. Now, we're already up to 4G, and so we know what they were testing is a much weaker level of radiation than what we're using now, 4G. And, folks, coming to a light pole near you, 5G is on its way. The papers found that in male rats, this exposure increased malignant tumors called schwannomas in the connective tissues that surround nerves in the heart, raised the risk of heart conditions, and led to evidence of DNA damage. Baby rats born to mothers during the trial had lower birth weights. The scientists also found a statistically significant increase in lymphoma, which is cancer of lymph nodes, among female mice, and heightened rates of liver cancer in the male mice. Animal studies now can't perfectly replicate human cell phone use. Yeah, I mean, you can't make a rat hold a tiny mobile phone, and you certainly can't recreate a lifetime of exposure like most people on Earth are experiencing now in a trial that's just a few years long. But an earlier draft of this new U.S. study on rats released in June of 2017 appeared to support the conclusions regarding the possible carcinogenic potential of radio frequency radiation, which means it can cause cancer. But that note does not appear in the newest draft. Oh my gosh, I wonder why. Well, now some states are not waiting for conclusive results. In December, the California State Health Department released guidelines warning residents to avoid putting mobile phones up to their heads. The guidelines include a separate warning about childhood cell phone use, stating that the RF energy can reach a larger area of a child's brain than an adult's brain, and the ills, if any, would be more harmful and longer lasting in children than in adults. Makes sense. Other states are proposing bills meant to address cell phone radiation, particularly in children. On February 3rd, Maryland introduced a bill in its state house to develop health and safety guidelines for the use of digital devices in public school classrooms. In Massachusetts, several bills have been introduced to deal with the potential dangers of radiation from wireless devices. They scheduled a hearing for in April that would require prominent labels about radiation exposure on cell phone packaging, already done in Berkeley, California. Now, Apple already tells you to keep your phone away from your body. In the manual that comes pre-installed on your iPhone, Apple explicitly tells you to use a hands-free option like a speakerphone while talking in order to reduce exposure to RF energy. The manual also notes that cell phones are currently tested for radiation, assuming that the devices would be kept at least 5 millimeters away from the body while being carried. Previous iPhone manuals were even more conservative. The manual for the iPhone 5 says users should carry their iPhones a full 10 millimeters away from their bodies at all time. Now, why would they be telling you this if they were perfectly safe? And why are they buried deep in the manual where no one can read them? And here's an interesting point. The FCC only tests cell phones against a simulated human head in the talking position and not against the body or in a pocket or in the carrying position. That's because the tests assume the user is holding the phone away from the body whenever the phone is broadcasting at full power, like the manuals say they should. But it's safe to say most people carry their phones in their hands or their pockets while they stream videos or music or while they talk on the phone. And since RF energy exposure increases sharply when your phone is in contact with you or very close to your body and falls off rapidly at a distance, some experts and organizations like the nonprofit Environmental Working Group worry that FCC testing is missing a lot of actual exposure. I can't even comment on that. So much more to talk about with this. But As a health advocate, I feel that I must keep bringing this to the forefront. They say that no human studies have been done, and I say, wrong. Human studies are being done right now on the unsuspecting population who live, eat, breathe, sleep, and soon will die with their cell phones attached to their bodies. Folks, we are the lab rats, willingly and foolishly taking selfies of ourselves as we slowly commit suicide. Too harsh? We'll see. And if you'd like to read the studies I'm talking about, visit the website, speakupandstayalive.com, speakupandstayalive.com, all spelled out. The links are provided on the page that houses today's radio show. That's Speak Up and Stay Alive. A darn good name, isn't it? Speak Up and Stay Alive. Well, that's it for me. That's it for today. But don't worry, I will be back next week. Same time, same place, but never the same information. Until then, I hope you have a healthy and a happy week. So turn off those cell phones and enjoy life. And remember today's program and share it with others. I am Pat Rulo, and I am the voice for informed choice. Are you in the market to purchase a home? Are you thinking of selling yours? The bigger question is, who to call to help with perhaps the biggest buy or sell of your life? Well, I've personally worked with the McCaskey team, and surprise to me, they sold my mom's home in less than a week. Now that's an endorsement I'm happy to share. Give them the opportunity to help you too. They're conveniently located on Chardon Square, 139 Main Street, or give them a call, 440-773-5542, 440-773-5542. Ask for my friends Dan or Terry, or visit their website, McCaskeyTeam.com. That's McCaskeyTeam.com, McCaskeyTeam.com.